sacral toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Adam Kogus.
And JJ.
Let's go straight into the calls, guys. Is this William from Texas?
Yes, sir. That was my fault.
What was your fault?
Oh, I hung up.
Well, it worked out. You came called back in the same line. I didn't even know you were gone.
Sweet.
So what would you like to talk about, William?
We have the smartest callers.
Oh, am I on air right now?
You are. Yes, ready sir. To go.
Okay. Well, first of all, I did hear a little bit of what you were saying earlier. You said morality is out of the question when dealing with the state.
Yeah, I don't know that it's out of the question. You should deal with everybody on a moral basis. I'm just saying that when you're talking about morality, it doesn't apply the same way with the state. Because if, for instance, I believe that taxation is theft, and that you should be able to protect yourself against somebody who is attempting to extort money from you, and that is a right of yours. However, if you attempt to use violence to prevent yourself from being extorted by the government, people will interpret that as you being a wacky loon mountain man who's holed up on a compound with a 50 cal in his house ready to shoot his wife and kids. That's what they're going to hear on the news. That's what they're going to be presented. The news is remarkably statist, and you know they do not attempt to get both sides of this story.
Well, and also most of the victimless crime laws are not based on morality at all, but based on social norms and prudishness and how individuals think other individuals ought to live.
And excuses for the state to generate revenue.
Exactly.
You know, your intelligent response to that brings up one thing that you're getting so sidetracked here. I had another question, but you do bring up the fact that if you owe me $50 or $100 or whatever, can I go put you in a cage or threaten you with a gun and say, you have money or you're going in a cage?
Nope. Debtor's prison only applies with the government. And usually, as I understand it, I think that they mostly only do it if they feel that you've been fraudulent in some way on the piece of paper that you sign for them, the tax return. So you can actually owe them money and continue on. I don't know that I've ever heard a story, and somebody will send it to me now that I say this. I don't know that I've ever heard a story about somebody who's not paying back their tax debt quickly enough going to jail.
Yeah, what I mean is, if when somebody writes you a ticket, you know, you get a speeding ticket or whatever, you don't pay it.
No, they don't put you in jail for that.
Yeah,
how come if I loan you $100 or you do $100 worth of damage to my property or whatever, how come I can't put you in a cage until you pay me?
You're right, it's debtor's prison. Government has debtor's prison, nobody else does.
Well, there is the possibility of it in a free market if it's contractually agreed on. For example, if there was a major loan or a large contract and they said, well, no, if you really fail to complete your side of the contract, you agree to some form of servitude of restitution. And if it's contractually agreed on and you voluntarily agree on it, but it can't be a prison then because you can't be forcing someone into that situation if they're really agreeing on it. And again, if they resist, the only real answer in a free society is ostracism. You don't do business with that person ever again, and you make sure that no one else does.
Right. And that if someone damages your property, if it's a non-contractual sort of damages, then you're looking at ostracism, reputation, credit in the community, being able to buy food from the store, and just being able to get your car serviced by the mechanic because your reputation is good.
Not just credit in the community, but credit everywhere. I mean, look at the eBay score. I mean, that's worldwide.
Oh, right.
And
yeah,
if you've got a good eBay score, you can use that in all kinds of different instances to prove your credit.
There are plenty of ways to solve that issue without resorting to violence and caging people. I think the evolved mind needs to think outside that box, being the cage, and find solutions that don't involve the force.
And that's competition in the marketplace. The person who owns, provides the loan for $1,000 without the jail option is going to get more business than the person who provides the loan for $1,000 with the hard labor turning big rocks into little rocks.
But that option will have to be available for
the
guys that have bad credit,
who cannot pay a debt.
The only way I'll get my loan or I'll get my job is to agree to some form of that.
William?
Yeah, y'all bring up good points, and I'm mainly talking about, I guess, like you said, if my car was parked in the on the side of the street or whatever, and somebody ran into it and did $1,500 worth of damage, but they didn't have insurance or, you know.
Well, no,
I can't threaten them with violence, you know. But
well, before you go any further, because this is a great problem to be posed towards voluntarist libertarians. How do you address that hit-and-run incident? And one of the answers is technology. And it's amazing to see, because we could talk about this in some ideal small community where everybody knows everybody, and if you hit someone's car and you don't pay them back, well, nobody wants to do business with you or let you anywhere near them or let you on their private roads. And, you know, you can get into that hypothetical, but it's a little bit far-fetched. But in today's world of cameras and camera technology and smartphones and the Internet, that reputation capital is so much more effective as a currency than the threat of force under the government system of injustice that we have today. So if someone were to do that, let's assume that in the future, if you want to be able to protect your property, one of the things you're able to do reasonably, if you have something that could sustain $1,500 worth of damage easily or has that liability, either it would be insured or you'd have some security over it that would be able to identify the perpetrator in a way that would have that make it possible to hold them to accountable, not to some system based on violence, but to public opinion, to the market, who would say, if you don't make good on this, your value as an individual to the market is going to be lowered so much that it's going to hurt you more than the damage to me.
Not only that, but also looking into, like, the Japanese, for example, reputation is so key in their culture because of the family name. So if one member of the family goes out and does something wrong, well, the family members are going to be really upset with that individual for tarnishing their name. And they're going to seek to make whole their name because they all share that sort of family bond.
What you're talking about is a bad, crude form of reputation.
It is. And, but I think that could evolve with the same sort of sense.
With technology, it's an interesting, yes. It's an interesting marriage between libertarians and privacy advocates, because the voluntary society that may come up in the future might very well have less privacy than we currently have today under the government paradigm.
But it'll be your level of privacy will be determined on how much you want to build,
sure,
what exposure,
sure,
you want to build.
Would I
want to
do business with
capital,
somebody who has no online presence, who has no online reputation?
Right.
William?
Yeah, and all your points make a lot of sense, and it's kind of funny because it reminds me of old times. You know, you remember when you could trust the man on his handshake or whatever, because people knew him in the community, because, you know, generally communities were smaller and moving around wasn't as easy and so forth.
A lot of people still do business on handshakes,
right,
William.
But this historical period of mass population centers and possibilities of anonymity is kind of creating like a weird in-between historical era almost.
Sure. If you want to see what anonymity does, just go look on internet forums and see what see how people go, you know, see
right,
how people react.
The internet hate machine.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
I mean, they're a lot worse on internet forums than they are, say, on Facebook, where at the very least they've got their, you know,
an account that can be traced and not a name.
Right, they've got some level of accountability to what they say, and then they're better on the phone than they are in real life, or actually they're better on the phone and then better in real life, and as things go up, people tend to get more polite. They're better in real life when both of the parties have guns on their hips, and, you know, this is just kind of how, these are higher levels of accountability.
Yep.
Yeah, I love your example of, like, the eBay score. I mean, you know, I heard y'all talk about that a long time ago. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I mean, you know, when we go online and we shop from Amazon and you see that a person has 99.5% approval rate or whatever, you know, you feel very comfortable about dealing with them. And that's way better than any system available by the state today.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how to interpret those darn credit ratings. I never know what
right,
to think about it. You know, I mean, when somebody hasn't paid off their mortgage, but the mortgage is given by a bank that got a bailout, and, you know, I don't even know what to look at that. With an eBay rating, I know what I'm talking about. You know, it makes me more comfortable.
But I do have something. Can you guys
hold the line then. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. That's what we do here. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. You've probably been hearing a lot about bitcoins. Maybe you didn't know how to get them. There's an easy way. You can get bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the United States, including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. It works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but you can do it over the Internet. To learn more, visit ExchangeBitcoins.com. Again, it's ExchangeBitcoins.com. It makes buying and selling Bitcoins even easier, and it's a very, very useful tool, ExchangeBitcoins.com. Let's go back to William in Texas. William?
Yes, sir.
So you had another question?
Yeah, I've looked up what you guys talked about, like 97% of the deaths in Iraq or Afghanistan or whatever are civilian, and I would love for you to share with me the where you get that information.
Okay, so it's difficult to quantify exactly the amount of deaths, right? So there's different organizations that give different numbers. People will claim that the deaths in Iraq were, 750,000, a million. The government itself claimed 125,000, as I understand, civilian deaths, and that was from the WikiLeaks document. And I can only imagine that the government is telling itself some lower number than what
we
is
we don't do body count.
But there are people that have claimed higher, and I think I can see how they would do it. If, for instance, you cut off power and, the folks in the nursing home, some of the folks in the nursing home die as a result, then, yeah, I guess the whoever cut the power is responsible for that death, and that's what's going to happen in a wartime situation. So it's really difficult to figure out how many civilians have died. I was trying to take a middle-of-the-road number and look at the military deaths versus, of which, what are we at, 5,000, 6,000 for United States troops, and then look at that versus, a middle-of-the-road number, 500,000. You're talking about the United States military deaths, that's 1%. I don't know how many military deaths there have been in Iraq, but I can tell you in Afghanistan, there was not much of a military fighting. So, when you're talking about the Taliban, it's a relatively small group of people. So I'm not imagining they've killed off that many of them either. When they lose, they've got a few bodies and the rest of them blend into the background. So that's, these numbers they're hit and miss, and you just try to take them off the Internet as best you can.
Yeah, the reason why I ask, I like to be as accurate as I can.
Sure.
Whenever I make these arguments.
Sure.
And showing numbers like that is a very persuasive argument, and I would love to point somebody or show somewhere at least convincing enough website or whatever.
Iraqbodycount.org.
Now, do you know who, I might understand, Iraqbodycount.org. Do you know who?
I'm pretty sure it's an independent organization behind it, but it's got a very good breakdown, and the data analysis is all there, and the numbers and everything is cited.
Yep. One of the difficulties of these organizations that do the body counts is that, different folks have different agendas, and the numbers are difficult to ascertain. It's hard to say.
And I can see that too. Y'all talked about or not about statistics. You can make statistics be whatever you want to be and everything. I'm just trying to. I would like to have something reliable to show someone. Now, the other question
Hold on a second. This number from iraqbodycount.org is actually lower than the U.S.
Yes.
State Department's number.
Very conservative, and that's because this is exactly what is documented and absolutely provable. I think you're talking about how to make your case. Use the most conservative number you can, and in any case of government atrocity, it will be enough. And if it's not, you're not going to gain an advantage in the argument by doing a little research and saying, well, Iraq body count says 102,000 to 111,000, but that's even less than the State Department, because if you use the State Department number 125 or whatever,
yeah,
Someone's going to say, oh, but Iraq body count says it could be as low as 102,000. You don't want to be arguing that. It detracts you. You can just say over 100,000 by conservative estimates. That I like to round down in cases like this.
I wish I could find out, but Iraq body count, does that count? That's civilian deaths, and then how do you find out how many members of the Iraqi military were killed during the Iraq war? I don't know the answer to that.
Too many.
Yeah.
One of my friends pointed out that, people could put
handcuffs or uniforms on a dead body or whatever, you know, and point those and say, or dress them up in civilian clothes or whatever, or they're not uniformed and say they were not military.
They can do anyway, such a thing. I mean, you know, it's a pretty heavy conspiracy theory to assume that folks are, you know, that they're making these things up as far as civilian deaths. I mean, especially when, you know, there's cases of military guys getting tried and convicted for doing some of, you know, for killing folks and raping folks.
Sure. And I guess the other question I had was, I was looking up, I've been trying to find out or confirm the statistic I love to hear you guys talk about, is like the 141, we get like 900 and some odd troops in 141 different countries or 131 different countries. Yeah. I tried searching that, and I couldn't find anything to help me verify
that. That's a good question.
Even.
I always hear different numbers on that.
Yeah, I think
too.
It's antiwar.com is where I've gotten my numbers from on that one, and it's 130-plus nations on more than 1,000 military bases. You know, those are the numbers.
You round down to the 100 for something like that.
But,
I'm not looking for exact numbers, and believe me, I'm on the... You know, I'm looking for that information and to be as reliable as possible. But I guess one other question related to that would be, you know, you guys said that Ron Paul, and I've been watching, you guys got me started watching these GOP debates just because of Ron Paul. Someone had said, or it's been said, that Ron Paul receives more military financial support than most other candidates.
Yes.
All the other Republicans
combined, and all the other Democrats combined. But I don't know if it's all the Republicans and the Democrats combined.
Well, there's no primary competition this year.
Obama's still getting donations.
Yeah, but
he's the only Democrat
getting
donations.
Because he doesn't have competition from that side of the military, he's getting just less, just barely significantly less than Ron Paul. But in 2008, it was all of the Democratic primary candidates. Before Obama won the nomination, you could add up all of the Democrats and all the Republicans, and it would be less than Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Where can I get that number or verify that or see?
Google military donations to Ron Paul. They're out there. I mean, that's a huge thing that people are pounding on. William, I thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's a sickle.
Hey, sorry, I got to give the plug to Ron Paul Forums on that one.
Oh, is it Ron Paul Forums?
Ron Paul Forums, great place.
Yeah, that is a great place for research. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Adam Kogrish.
And JJ.
Join more than half a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com. Let's go to Stephen in Washington. Stephen.
Hello, gentlemen. I'd like to say something. You know, usually teenage kids are completely oblivious to politics, right?
A lot of times, so, yeah.
So we're driving on the highway and we pass a car. Now, I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know if it's a Washington State phenomenon or if it's just because Washington is such a liberal state, but there's this equal sign sticker. You can get a blue background with a yellow equal sign, and this is a representation of gay marriage.
I'm familiar with it.
Right. So the person driving the car that the sticker is on supports gay marriage.
I don't know that it's entirely just gay marriage. I mean, I think it's support for people who, you know, the GLBT community.
Well, equal rights for individuals, all individuals, regardless.
That could be. So this, we passed this car. And my teenage daughter, she's 16, she's kind of looking around, you know, we're just driving around. And it's got this equal sign on there. And then it's got a sticker about peace, and it's got another sticker about gay marriage. And then right in the middle, it's got an Obama sticker. And my daughter goes, is that person crazy that Obama is not for peace? He's not for gay marriage or peace. What's wrong with that person? And I said, I don't know. I just let her rant and listen. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, I wonder, you know, sometimes I wonder if this is a phenomenon of kids whose parents are really plugged into sort of issues in politics and whether they, you know, they kind of pick it up and repeat back what they've heard or whether, you know, they've got their own ideas. I don't even know. I mean, I've heard things like this happen in the past and I've always kind of wondered to myself.
But this is a great story, Stephen. And this is at least one step level cognitively more than parroting, Mark. I mean, there's logic being applied, yes. and the pointing out of a contradiction. I want to rear end every car that I saw driving around Santa Fe with an Obama sticker and a peace sign next to it after the election.
Yeah, yeah. And they had the Obama peace sign one with the O as a peace sign, and that one really annoys me. You'll see it. I used to see it at the one of the Quaker meetings that I used to go to, and I was so annoyed by it.
Well, I think it speaks to the religion of the state and how people are so fervent and zealot like about their choice and their leader. And it's like those sorts of details that actually matter don't matter to that person. It's that, that figurehead in the office that has the D next to his name, and that's really all that counts.
Right. You know, and the thing is, and I used to be a Democratic. I was raised in a Democrat household. I keep trying to put myself back in that state of mind to see if I can sort of, try to level these people and see where they're coming from. And I can't do it. It's like I'm so far removed from that now that I can't really do it. And the only thing I recall is in 1992, for some reason, and maybe it's because of the people I surrounded myself with, for some reason we thought that Bill Clinton was going to end the drug war. I mean, how ludicrous. You know, he never made one single step towards ending the drug war. To the contrary, more people were imprisoned under the 8 years of Clinton for drug crimes than were under the 12 years of Reagan and Bush.
It's not hypocrisy. He didn't inhale.
let me take a stab at this one because I think I may understand it. So people make compromises when they get under one of the umbrellas, whether it's a blue umbrella or a red umbrella. They say, well, I have issues that are important to me, and I'll listen to the people under this umbrella speaking, and they'll probably make some sense to me. And so they tend to kind of move that direction because those are the people they've opened themselves to.
And that's how the base is corrupted by politicians that have been corrupted by whatever influences.
Absolutely. And people understand also that social issues tend to move very, very slowly. This is the same argument can be made for the people who want abortion to be illegal. These people have voted Republican religiously since the early 70s. In the hopes that they're finally going to find abortion being made illegal, and they're going to throw these terrible murdering abortion doctors in jail. That nothing happens to make that the case, and it just continues to be perpetuated. So these same things going on, and people who want the social issues to change understand that social issues take a very long time to change. That doesn't mean that they have to. It just means that this is the paradigm under which we work. And I do think that people's mores tend to change slowly over time, but
I think
government it works in that paradigm too.
I think the efficiency of propaganda has increased. And that a lot of people, they go through the same thing every cycle. Every cycle they fall for the propaganda. They vote for this dude, and then they go around the water cooler 3 weeks later, and they're moaning and groaning about how this person didn't fulfill any of their desires or wishes.
Do they even moan and groan? I mean, I think that they just worry about it until the election, and then they stop thinking about it until the next election.
Oh, no, there's always the oh, I made a bad decision sort of conversation that goes on, at least in the coworkers that I was around and whatnot. It was one of those deals where, oh, but he's for this. And before the election, they're always talking about these platitudes and these nice ideas and the propaganda that the person put out, because they fall for it every time. It's just like, you know, they're waiting for the next hustler that looks good and sounds right, and they're going to put their weight behind it without even thinking about it. The problem is a lot of people don't think. They simply look at this placard, which has all these items on it, these talking points of I agree with this one, and this one, and okay, well, I like this guy. And instead of thinking about the actual, well, what has happened with the last person who promised this? What has happened with the other things I wanted to see come about? You know, they don't think that stuff through, and in that case, they make a very poor decision. They haven't applied the due diligence needed to make a good decision.
I saw, I go out to this peace rally on pretty much a, I guess we'll call it a vigil. I'm not sure. Well, this peace thing. What do you got playing there, Stephen?
In my car.
On every Saturday, I go out here in Keene, and I think it's one of the few in the nation. I don't see a lot of these things going on, but maybe I'm wrong. And the Democrats there, and that's essentially what the vast majority of them are, they've gotten it in their mind, you know what, we're going to register Republican and vote for Ron Paul. And I think that there may be a pretty large phenomenon of people that have said, you know, this is our issue piece or whatever, that might have figured out that Ron Paul's the way to go. You know, even in the worst case scenario.
He can't be worse than Obama.
Well, even they're not voting against Obama. They're voting against Rick Perry or Romney or whomever in the primary. I mean, if you are a pro-peace Democrat, the best ticket that you could look at would be either choosing between Obama and Ron Paul,
right.
Certainly not choosing between Obama and Rick Perry. So I think that this could really throw the whole thing for a loop if this could be pushed.
But Rick Perry wants to vaccinate all the girls in China.
Yeah, well, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, before I go, just one last thing. It is my firm belief that Ron Paul can beat Obama if he can make it through the primary, and that's a huge if, because I don't think he can. But
yeah,
if he can, he will beat Obama.
Yeah, I really wonder. I wonder whether even, Stephen, thank you for the call. I wonder whether if he does get, you know, do well in the primary, and I don't know what to expect at this point. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not holding my breath or anything, but I hope that he does well. I mean, I'm hoping for every, you know, I hope that he does well. It'll be good for the nation. It'll be good for free people's freedom. But will they even let him win if the, because the Republicans can pull some kind of trick when it comes to nomination time, and will they, you know, have some kind of trick? I don't know.
Diebold.
There
we go.
Even, you know, the most important primary is the New Hampshire primary. It's the one that comes out of the gate. And if Ron Paul doesn't perform well there, you really can't complain about anything that goes wrong elsewhere. New Hampshire is written ballots. There are no Diebold machines here.
Hey, Mark, can we talk about Michelle Obama getting fat for our last segment tonight?
Okay. 855-450-FREE.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. Check out the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It is a way for you to support what we do on Free Talk Live, bringing the Liberty message to tens of thousands of people on a weekly basis. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You can get some perks by joining up. We have a commercial free AMP podcast at amp.freetalklive.com. Support our mission. Support us while Ian is on day 37 of his 90-day sentence in the Cheshire County Correctional Spiritual Retreat. It's amp.freetalklive.com.
You know, I posted on my Facebook today a status update that is getting a little bit controversial. Anybody want to take bets on what kind of weight issues Michelle Obama has when she leaves the White House in 2013?
What makes you think that she's, A, going to leave the White House in 2013, or B, going to have weight issues when she leaves?
Well, maybe it was a little too much optimism on that count, but I'm watching her health drive, all of her various little campaigns. She's got her White House garden. You know, there's the redesigned food pyramid.
She's
now
a healthy mommy, right?
Well, she's trying to be the healthy mommy for the entire country.
Yeah.
And it's the first thing I think of when I see government officials or representatives in any form taking on these sort of moral crusades, because that's really what the healthy eating thing is. It's not about education or empowerment or, say, stopping all of the things that the government does to screw up our food supply through subsidization of corn or other things that they do to allow hormones in meat and all sorts of other bad stuff in our food supply. But
She doesn't want to control the government in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
She wants to control people.
Right. That's never one of her options. Like, you can't you cannot with any integrity take on or even really discuss obesity in America without addressing the subsidization of corn. For those who don't know the issue, it's very simple. Corn is subsidized. You can convert it into high fructose corn syrup, and it is then cheaper than all the other natural, relatively healthy sweeteners or food additives out there that have bulk in calories and things like that. And so there's all sorts of other corn derivatives too. And high fructose corn syrup is not something we evolved to be able to process.
Soybeans are also subsidized, and but even for people that believe that meat and fat are the things that make you fat, and there's you know there's certainly
They're
people
not.
Out there that believe that
carbs make you fat.
But people believe otherwise. The meat is the most subsidized of the food items out there. If you want to look at if the food that is least subsidized, you're talking about fruits and vegetables, and those are the areas that basically the subsidization is very minimal. So the government doesn't want you to eat, in the sense of subsidization, the most healthy things.
Well, as a little side story here, this renaming of corn syrup as corn sugar, which the industry is trying to do in response to the medical establishment finally saying that corn syrup is bad for you. Oh, well, let's not stop force feeding it to our children by putting it in 90% of the food products in the average supermarket. Let's just rename it. Finally, the FDA is making a stink about this, trying to criticize the industry as if the FDA is looking out for us. But what's worse here is Michelle Obama's latest thing. I'll explain why I think this means she's going to get fat. Because you see that the champions of these moral causes in political officials, the greatest champions are usually in public are the worst offenders in private.
Well, you know, there's that one senator that voted against gay marriage that was hustling gays in the airport at one point,
or
right?
Or banging his pages or something right. like that. Yeah, it's always a case
the
like
preachers.
That. Or the anti-drug warriors, yeah. the religious people. It's I shouldn't say the religious people, not that broadly, but the champions of religious causes in government, people who want to use the force of government to change morality are usually the greatest offenders in private. Now, I'm not saying that Michelle Obama is secretly a fat person. I'm not trying to make that assertion.
But
here.
It could be that once the pressure of being the first lady's off, and you know, so the accountability of that that role that she's trying to fill in as the healthy mommy, that she just says, you know, screw it, I'll do what I want now.
It's these moral crusades that are usually projections of the individual's own moral deficiencies. And what Michelle Obama is doing with this crusade to get Americans to eat healthier, not by looking at the root causes, but by making this superficial grandstand for the political benefits for the Obama administration, I really genuinely suspect there's something else behind this.
Well, Nancy Reagan had the Just Say No campaign, and there was never any news about her doing drugs.
Okay, so it's not every case. But I really would put 50-50 odds when Obama is out of the White House, and I'm being optimistic here that Michelle Obama is not going to be in the White House in 2013, that she's going to have some kind of weight issue. And I mean that because this is a simple insight from my background in psychology. I'm not going to say
it could be.
Absolutely, it has to happen. Who knows? Maybe by making fun of her for this, she'll keep the pressure on herself and always be psychotic about it.
You know,
this.
They listen to Free Talk Live there in the
right.
White House.
I think that a lot of the individuals that are in the positions of power within the state, they have this sort of energy that they put out, whether through manipulation, lying, deceiving, cheating, stealing, greed, and they have all these power-hungry motives. And this sort of negative energy, that cheating, stealing, lying thing, it manifests it within themselves and their own health and their own wrongdoings. They become the energy that they use. Like the police are the most susceptible to fear because they're constantly using fear as a weapon. That's what they know the best. And so when you confront a police officer, he might act out crazy because he's simply afraid, because simply that energy is what he's been putting out. He becomes what he exhibits. He manifests in himself what he has put out into the world.
Okay, I know we want to get to a couple callers in the last few minutes here, but I got to share this latest thing from the Michelle Obama crusade. This is from the Associated Press today, and I have to read the first line here. Encouraged by Michelle Obama's campaign to reduce childhood obesity, the company that owns the Olive Garden, Red Lobster, and four other popular restaurant chains is pledging to cut the calories and sodium in its meals and overhaul its kids' fare. Now, Darden Restaurants Incorporated was unveiling the changes Thursday with the First Lady on hand to lend support. And the language here is just so backwards. Not encouraged by Michelle Obama's campaign. Seeing the political opportunity to do some grandstanding, here's what they're actually doing. They have pledged to reduce the calories and sodium in all of their meals by 10% over 5 years and by 20%. Over 10 years, because you know, they're going to have to ease their customers off the sodium over time. Yeah, I'm offended. As a fit person, I'm offended.
Dale in New Hampshire. Dale?
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
So, I just wanted to call in and let you guys know that I saw the movie Contagion, And I want to just warn everyone that it's extremely boring. It's a fear-mongering, pro-government propaganda film. And so just don't watch it.
This is the movie review?
Free Talk Live movie review.
Awesome.
With Dale from New Hampshire. That's outstanding. No, this is a valuable movie review, Dale. Really appreciate that.
I saw Colombiana recently, and I found it to be very boring. I almost walked out.
Well, I mean, it's worse than just being boring. It's the pro-government propaganda aspect of it that was so offensive after being bored for all.
Did the government save everybody?
Yeah, ultimately, it's like all the bad things that happen are, you know, there's a few flaws here and there, but all the bad things that happen are from people not being strictly obedient to CDC and Homeland Security, and, you know.
Wasn't released by CDC leaving their windows open or something, right?
Right, but the reason these movies do well is because people naturally turn to statism. People don't turn to statism because they saw a movie like this. This is soothing a need among the viewers for the easy answer. Oh, my God, unsolvable problem. Virus outbreak. Oh, well, we can turn to violence to solve it. That sounds like a good, comforting, easy answer. Just do what the government says. Don't think about it. Don't think too hard. You've already got the answer. It's called government. All you have to do is obey, sit back, and be a good little slave.
Yeah.
What was creepy to me is, you know, as they're issuing vaccines to people that, you know, are presented as the cure to this thing or the prevention of this thing, they're giving them bracelets with barcodes on them, and everywhere they go, there's military people deciding whether to let them in places because they have to have a bracelet on. It's like, okay, no longer a prisoner bracelet from the government, issued by the government. And
it's like that Imaji thing that liberty activists get.
Wow. Good job,
well,
Mark.
They made
That's
it really
what it
creepy
is.
And stuff, and it was really creepy, and they showed the growth of the police state and creepy music while people were having to show their bracelets to get in places. It would be one thing, but it really isn't presented like that. It's presented like, oh, here we are calmly solving this problem, and yes, it's really scary, but we're working through it as a collective.
So did you get the impression that the audience would get some sort of comfort from watching this, as boring as it might be, that the average statist watching this would feel a little bit at ease at the end?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it really is like, as they're going through, you have these heroes, you know, the scientist who injects herself with the vaccine because it's going to take too long to go through the proper channels, and you have these, and you know, people giving up their vaccines for other people who aren't in line yet and stuff, and it's all sort of like... Yeah.
All right, I got to steal a couple seconds, Mark. It's been a great week so far. Thank you for the opportunity to co-host.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thanks, man.
It's been awesome. I mean, as good of a co-host as we've ever had on Free Talk Live. Thank you very much for coming, Adam Kokesh, and keep an eye on your website, right?
And the
JJ.
AdamVersusTheMan.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on a ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.